And now back to Chalk Talk on DVE.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. We are back, baby. Chalk Talk. Craig the Woo Wolfley and Arthur Don't Cross the Votes here at the Giant Eagle in Market, the Giant Eagle Market District in Robinson. And we are going to talk to my best friend, my good friend, in tonight's injury report because it's brought to you by
your
the
wife's
orthopedic.
Not gonna like that.
No. My wife, that's my love. That's my heart.
Right. You but know, when you talk about best friends, they get a little touchy about those things.
Oh, man. All right. So best friend 1A.
There you go.
All right. You and I had a sweet plug going in too, right there. You just kind of just threw that up.
Oh, you know
but
what?
Cool
I hate when people do that.
No. It's totally okay.
I apologize.
Anytime we're talking about tonight's injury report that is brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Antonio Ramirez Del Toro.
You're getting better and better at that. That's good.
And you know he's the director of sports medicine and don't forget my favorite, spine care.
Well, just in case you got a little problem with spinal stuff, you know?
Anytime right. You need that, man. Spinal care.
Doc, good to see you.
Good to be here. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. How are you, man?
Good game yesterday. That was fun to
watch. Appreciate it, man. It was fun.
Lots of fun.
Great day, man. Anytime you win in like that, it's always fun.
Yeah.
You know what was amazing to me? How about Mike Mitchell? I'm watching him get on the table where the bone cracker's doing his thing.
Oh, the bone cracker.
Yeah, you know, the docs. There's always one bone cracker in the group, you know?
That's right.
There's always that, does this hurt? You know.
It does now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was only a little throb. Now it's a stabbing pain.
Ooh, I think you got a problem now.
So you got Mike. He's on the table. I'm thinking, oh, man, they can't lose this guy. They need this guy. He's one of the essentials.
Oh, yeah.
When you got a couple of young bucks in the back.
True. But Sean Davis. He's the lead dog back there.
He's the enforcer.
He polices the middle. So we definitely he's a critical piece.
So he nicks up the knee. What do they check for? You see him doing a thing.
Yeah.
They're on the table, and they're working their wizardry.
Yes. If you guys could see Craig right now, he's got one leg up, one leg down.
Yeah, exactly.
His hands up and down.
About to pull a hammy, then we'll talk about hammies.
That test that you're showing in particular is called the Lachman exam, and it's specifically meant to look at the ACL. So the ACL is the anterior cruciate ligaments. There's two ligaments that cross in the back of the knee, and for educational purposes, if you'll allow me a minute, ligaments connect bone to bone, and they provide stability at joints. All our joints have ligaments on either side. And so what they do is they stop the joint from going in directions that they should not go. If for some reason that knee goes beyond the limits of what that ligament can hold, then you can stretch, pull, or tear a ligament.
Okay.
And that's what you're looking for when you're doing that test. You're looking to see how far is that leg moving. Is there, we call it excessive translation. Is the bottom part of that leg?
Why don't you guys use normal terms?
Is it moving too much?
Yeah, there you go. Now there's what we can understand.
Now I have a question because I saw about Ryan Tannehill yesterday, and initially they thought he had tore his ACL.
Yeah.
But then reports came out today that it was a sprain of the ACL. How does that happen? And I guess where do you get, that big – that's a big difference, though, correct? I mean, between tearing it, which is a surgical procedure there that is a requirement for that versus a sprain that – you could typically just let rest, correct?
It is.
How do you mix those two up like that?
So that's a great question. When I did my fellowship, my sports medicine fellowship.
All right.
You finish medical school, you go to residency, then you do more training in sports medicine.
Is that like the Lord of the Rings thing?
You hit the fellowship. Okay. I was like, oh, man, okay.
The Fellowship of the Rings.
There we go.
Doctors just out here just saving the world of ACLs, man.
So my attending said, I want you to be able to figure out what's going to be on that MRI with 95% certainty. I said, how do I do that? He said, you learn how to examine the knee. But here's the thing. Right after an injury, athletes tend to guard or really try to protect that knee.
Yeah.
It makes that exam a lot
more
difficult.
Yeah, it's called pain.
That's right.
Right?
That's
okay,
right.
Pain and nervousness. We understand pain. Yeah.
You got it. So it makes it a lot more difficult. It makes it a lot more difficult sometimes to really get a good exam.
Okay.
But what you're looking for is there a firm endpoint, and you compare side to side. And if there isn't a firm endpoint, is there an endpoint at all, or is it soft, or does it just keep going?
Ooh.
Yeah, when it keeps going, you know it's fully
torn. You can feel like it's a mush thing there?
Just keeps going. It's supposed to stop.
Ow.
It's a nice – you know, one of these times I should just get you up on the table.
No, don't do it. Craig,
I'll take yours, Craig.
I don't have an ACL in my left knee.
There you go.
Well,
so that would be
I have a partial in my right.
There
you got
go.
A partial?
I have a partial. It's like partial credit.
Not like the airplane.
It's not pass or fail. It's not.
So what's a partial ACL? How do you got a partial one?
It was like kind of tore, but kind of not.
Right.
So they left it there?
Well, the thing is, I kind of don't know when it happened. But yeah. I had actually sprained my knee, and we were getting MRI done on it. And they were like, hey, do you know that your ACL is partially torn? I'm like, since when? Feels fine to me, you know? I mean, I've never had any issues with it. So that's the craziest thing.
How does that happen, Doc?
Yeah, so when you partially tear it, it means that the knee kept going beyond the limits of that ACL, but it was able to pull back in just enough time to not fully tear it. You just stretch it. Some of the fibers may tear.
Elite level flexibility in ACL.
That's right.
I'm just throwing it out there, guys.
See where this is going.
That's what
you know, I mean, when you see a lot of unicorns, that's what happens. They give you magical ACLs.
That's right. Oh man, that's funny.
How do you determine? Can you determine that? Well, did you get it fixed at all? First of all, Art,
I haven't had to. I haven't had any issues.
Well, how do you have a partially torn thing that is just? Why doesn't it tear the whole way?
This is the beauty of the human body, right? And I'm always amazed by it. Our body has an amazing regenerative ability. It is very resilient. So you can have one of these tears, and then if you eat right, if you sleep right, if you do all the
things to allow
your body to heal properly, it often can. It'll scar down, and you'll get that stability back. So you don't always. And in fact, there's some, not in the world of professional sports and not in the world of high-level athletics, but there's some question as to whether you need to have your ACL done at all if you tear it. There's other countries that they don't do that. They just let time pass and see what happens. Okay. Now, with a professional athlete or even, you know, a high school or collegiate athlete, if they want to continue their career, if they fully tear it, surgery is usually indicated for them.
I would think that would be an indicator.
I would think
so, pain. Yeah. I got a torn ligament. I want to get it fixed.
And think about this. Nobody likes a lack of stability when it comes to your knees, especially as an athlete.
That would be a bummer.
That's one of the things that people fight about in practice. If you touch a knee or anywhere near the legs, that's just, you know, that's not cool. So
At most levels, you tear an ACL when you're an athlete, and it's gonna get fixed.
Let me ask you, one of the boys out there got themselves a chest injury. Now, I don't know, you know, you get hit in the chest. Aside from any sort of internal injuries, that would be the only thing that would really be problematic, right? As long as you didn't tear anything.
Well, I was going to say, it depends on if it's the pectoral muscle or if it's like bone, like the sternum and stuff. I think that gives you a little bit of difference as well.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we ask the real doctor?
In my unofficial professional opinion, you know.
Craig, every week I'm amazed. It's like this guy took some medical classes.
I know.
Because he's on the money.
I know, man.
So there's the breastplate here, the sternum that you're talking about. You can crack the sternum. You can injure that. You can, where the ribs attach to the sternum.
You got ribs up that high?
Yeah, the ribs come all the way
around. I thought the ribs were down lower.
No, ribs come all the way around, and they're attaching here. Skinny guy like me, you can sort of feel the ribs.
No wonder I didn't even know I had any.
put some barbecue sauce on the ribs, man. It's good. No.
And then you can tear a pec muscle. You can tear a chest muscle.
I figured, but like a bruising to, I don't, can you pull it?
Where the cartilage attaches to the sternum, you can injured.
Really?
That. Yeah, it's called costochondritis, or a costo means ribs, chondral means cartilage.
Spell it, Wolf. I know you want to spell it. Spell it, baby. Spell it.
I don't have a clue, man.
You remember he was third in sixth grade, or was it sixth or third grade?
It was one of the two. We're never quite sure. Right. You know what I mean? Right. Well, how long does it take then? Let's say you got something going on
like
with the
tear a pec muscle, or
the sternum. Let's go, because
that's a bone. So if you crack a bone, it's like any other bone. It's 6 to 8 weeks for that bone to heal. And that is a tough area, because every time you take a breath, you breathe in, it expands, you breathe out. It's like, I was thinking about hummingbirds the other day, believe it or not. Their wings are always flapping.
Yeah, yeah. Right,
flapping
right.
Real fast, right? Like humans, when our arms are moving, same thing. If a hummingbird injured her or his. I don't know, like a unicorn or. Yeah,
right, right.
But bottom line being, that area will have a hard time.
Does it restrict your motion, arms and all
does.
That?
It does. To extend, you pull it to.
Now, what I want to know is, anything dealing with the sternum or the chest plate in general, does any of that require surgery if you get any of those injuries there?
Typically not. Okay. Typically that's allowed to heal.
Okay, because I know, like, yeah, with the pecs and stuff, depending on if you tear it and how severe,
if it's all the way off the bone, that's exactly right.
That's definitely going to require surgery.
Exactly right.
Well, that's what happened with Cam, right?
Yeah, yeah, he was off the bone, yeah.
Oh.
And they get a defect. You can see, like, a divot.
Yeah,
a
divot I've seen that in guys before, too. That's a defect?
Well, it's not...
So I got something like that in my head. Is that a defect?
It's like a dimple. It's like a dimple for the chest.
Anything that's not,
You know when you have hair, you don't see the dents in your head. Then suddenly you decide, you know what? I'm going to shave my head. Then you got dents all over the place. You're going,
those are all defects.
I got a lot of defects.
I feel like
every
Sunday night after the game, I have like a new defect. I'm like, why does my finger look like that? Or is that supposed to look like that?
Yeah. You got Larry Bird fingers coming out to the side. That made him a better shooter, though.
I probably could shoot really good.
Oh, he actually said... Larry Bird said that his finger was crooked out to the side. If he would shoot, he knew that if it was coming off the wrong part of the finger, he was always missing right. So he would stay until – I kid you not, he would stay until it was going. But he was one of these obsessive workers.
Yeah.
No, I'm a big fan of basketball history.
Okay.
Little history on Larry Bird's shooting fingers.
Doc, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Doc, man. Always great talking with you, man.
Absolutely. Arthur, take us home, buddy.
Man, so we'll be back in a little bit on 102.5 WDVE because it rocks.
Hi, this is Bill Hillgrove.
And this is Dave.